This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
From today, all Australians have 2 months until October 14th to take action on whether they opt out of the National Electronic Health Record System, known as My Health Record. The Electronic Health Record System has been in existence for several years, but previously required specific patient opt-in and agreement for their information to be shared across doctors and healthcare providers. That default is about to change, with Australians' key health information from GP visits, prescriptions, test results and imaging data such as x-rays to be made available in one secure electronic record when you most need it. That's the proposed benefit, but there are real concerns about privacy for the LGBTI community and how the reform system will work in practice. Tonight, in this special edition of The Informer, we hear from the community about what they see as the benefits and concerns and how this impacts all of us. While My Health Record might improve health services, it also raises concerns about who knows what about our sensitive health information. Ian Muchamore begins this special report by speaking to Kent Burgess, Head of Services at Thorn Harbour Health, about what My Health Record means for the community.
Someone comes to you from the community and they say to you, I've heard about My Health Record. Ken, what should I know?
So My Health Record is a system that's being established by the federal government to support health service delivery across all jurisdictions, primary care, so people's GPs, but also hospital and allied health workers, such as somebody's maybe physio or podiatrist or dentist, whereby all Australians, unless they opt out, will have an electronic health record where all of their Medicare and hospital information will be uploaded onto their own individual record, and that under certain conditions can be accessed by other health practitioners. And each individual will have things like test results, prescription information, Medicare information, maybe blood test results, allergies, conditions, etc., all loaded up onto the system. And when you go from one GP to another or you end up in hospital, unless you've provided exclusions where you hear withdrawn consent, then that information can be accessed by your new health service practitioner. There's a series of privacy legislations, etc., that govern My Health Record. They do provide the fact that if you do not opt out of either having a record altogether, or you can put certain restrictions on what information is and isn't put on your health record. But if you don't actively put those restrictions on, then you need to be aware that your information will be automatically uploaded and accessed for the purposes of your care across different providers. That's the basis of it. And obviously, the goal is that My Health Record increases the quality of healthcare delivered because the information that a practitioner needs to provide you with the right service is at hand. So they know you have any allergies, they know of any other conditions, that it can potentially reduce, you know, hazardous outcomes in the system where people may get an inappropriate service that doesn't factor in their allergies or other conditions that they may have. So the intent is about service integration and quality of care, and those are all excellent things, but of course people need to balance that with a careful consideration of how much of their health information that do they want shared and under what circumstances.
So it is a system very much trying to improve health. What do you think, in your experience, that will mean for people from LGBTI communities? What could it do to improve the health system for them?
So, I mean, there's the classic story of people not wanting to tell their story 100 times. And, you know, particularly if that story, you know, has trauma attached to it, et cetera, as it may be for many community members, et cetera. So people may say, I really want that. I want, you know, when I rock it up at the hospital, I want them to have access to the fact that this is who I am, this is how I identify, and this is my health history, because I don't want to have to go through that again. So that may be very, very beneficial for somebody. On the other hand, you know, that's a very personal thing. And because of the experiences that people have often been through from LGBTI communities, including people living with HIV and people,
you know, with different gender identities to that they're assigned at birth or may appear on their health records, etc. People have very good reasons why they don't want that information to be provided unless it's essential for their care, and in which case they want to know each occasion that that is provided. So potentially, yes, very beneficial, but also potentially harmful for those people that, because of very legitimate fears around stigma and discrimination, or even certain circumstances, legal circumstances, where people may not want their information to be on their record and shared across agencies without them being aware of each occasion. But as I said, there are various things that you can do to restrict the information that goes onto your health record, or even opt out of health record altogether, or receive, for example, you could opt to receive a notification every time a health service accessed your health record. You could be notified of that, so you could track who was accessing your information, you know, if you chose to do so. So there are various levels of controls, and for some people that will be enough, and for other people they'll decide that that's not enough.
You are out there at the front line in some respects with community. How significant do you think the concerns are amongst LGBTI people? And obviously we've seen particular concerns amongst some of the HIV groups and people living with HIV, but how broad are these concerns and how serious are they?
I think that, for example, the HIV community, but some of those issues will also be shared amongst other LGBTI people, particularly where, you know, the law has interacted with their identity, for example, people who may identify as trans or gender non-binary. So for some of these people, I think they are very, very real concerns, and there are reasons why, you know, people may be wary to trust the system. On the other hand, also for those same groups, there are potentially very real benefits in people's health service provision. So I think that the benefits are real and the concerns are very real and legitimate. And organisations such as VAC and other organisations, you know, we're not suggesting that people should be in this or should be out of it, but we do think that people should avail themselves of the information, such as from the My Health Record website, or from the statements that have been put out by the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations and others, which is relevant, you know, whether it's HIV related or for other community members, that gives you a rundown of exactly what it means, and people need to decide for themselves the risk or the benefit for them. And absolutely, I think there is a very real level of apprehension amongst the HIV community.
That was Kent Burgess, Head of Services at Thorn Harbour Health.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.